From the Art Center in downtown Carrboro, this is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, a program that has fascinating guests, lively talk and conversation, community news, storytelling, and a look at our local entertainment scene. Good radio and always a few surprises. Now here's Claudio.
Good morning and thank you for tuning us in from wherever that may be. Local or worldwide, depending on picking up podcasts or just tuning us in down the road.
Good morning, Claudio.
Good morning. Once again, have Rocco as my co-host, the one and only. Don't forget to catch his show on, tell him when yours is.
Saturday mornings, 9 to noon, good. Music Hall, here on WCOM.
And that's been on a lot longer than mine, so it's very kind of him to say one of our longest running shows when he refers to mine.
You're kind, Claudio.
Great show you got.
Thank you.
Anyway, can you pick me up just a little bit? For some reason, there we go.
How's that?
Wasn't hearing myself quite right in this headset, but that could be an entirely different problem. It works, though. This morning, I've got a really unique soul on that I know many have been looking forward to hearing. I consider him, and as do many the world over, one of the absolute best electric guitar players in the world today, and that would be Michael Brian Spaynar, the world's new Jimi Hendrix. Personally, I think Jimi Hendrix would have some catching up to do. Good morning, Michael.
I got a little extra time on him.
That's it.
Oh, man, I'm just glad to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. I'm going to dig into your brain a little bit about your own background, about the Rockfest 2013, the third one that you guys are going to be putting on in Advance, North Carolina, which is near Pilot Mountain, I guess.
Yeah.
It's sort of a Woodstock type festival near Farmington.
Yeah.
How many bands are we going to have this time? And we'll announce them in a little bit.
We'll have nine.
Nine different bands, and the show pretty much starts, like 10, 11 in the morning?
Probably about 12.
12, okay.
12 o'clock, I think.
Good, that's much kinder. And then until midnight about.
Yeah.
And there's camping, the ticket price and all that includes camping and food. So come to the closest thing we have to a new Woodstock festival. I want to acknowledge my underwriter sponsor, the Apex Arts Council, see what's going on with them. And thank you folks for tuning in. We got some music we can go to just to warm things up, Rocco?
We can, Claudio. I have some music by a group called the Baja Marimba Band. They do a great job with everything.
Good. That sounds good to me. Let's warm things up a little, and then we'll get back to Michael Brian Spaynar on Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater.
Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Remember, you're listening to 103.5 FM Community Radio for Chapel Hill and Carrboro, WCOM. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Now back to Claudio.
Indeed. Thank you for tuning us in. And bear in mind, community radio needs your support, so whenever you can extend that. Michael, let's begin our story pretty much from the beginning, how you and I met. You found me on Facebook and basically asked me if I was the Claudio that was your dad's best friend from back in the 70s in Winston-Salem. Can you bounce the ball from that direction?
Sure.
That way the audience can identify a little bit of how this goes.
Well, dad's been talking about you, you know, all my life. You know, I've heard about
my butt-kicking days in Winston-Salem.
Yes, sir. And he said, you know, won't you see if you can find Claudio, you know.
So he put you on the case.
Yeah,
okay.
And I didn't think that.
We're talking 37 years back here, folks. Last time he joined the Marines and I went to sea, so we just lost touch.
I really didn't think there was much hope in it, you know. But I was like, shoot, that'd be cool, though, you know.
How did you find me?
I just put your name in there, and there you were. And my dad was standing there,
too. That's kind of scary in itself.
Dad was there. He said, that's him. So he still knows you. Yeah, must not have had much change in you.
And we'd been apart longer than you are old.
I know. That is crazy.
And of course, you arranged a reunion, and it felt like no time. We hadn't lost any time.
Yeah. It felt good to see Dad up in spirits. You know.
Yeah, well, it was good to see him again. I couldn't believe it'd been 30 years between times. I mean, we both went into a very adventurous lifestyle and, you know, different parts of the world, and you get caught up in things, and some things, unless you get pushed and prodded, don't really fall back into place. But thanks to you, this did. And here I come to find out that my long-ago best friend's kid is the world's new Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, you shut him up in a room with a guitar.
You do play the hell out of that thing. What was your inspiration in getting there? I know one of your uncles had something to do with it by placing a guitar into a kid's hand.
Yeah, and he was playing, and I seen him, and he wanted me to play some, and I really didn't want to, you know. I was like,
it wasn't your thing at the time.
Said,
you didn't
it's
think
not
so.
My, that's his short thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But he said, won't you just, you know, learn a couple chords.
And I remember hearing the story from him because he was in the military at the time, right?
Yeah.
He wanted to be able to come back and have somebody to play with. He didn't care how good you could play. He just wanted somebody to jam with when he got back.
Yeah. But, anyway, I learned those chords pretty quick. And the first day I picked it up, I could play four chords. And he said, if you practice for 6 hours a day, every day, in 6 months, you'll be as good as me. And I believed that, you know. So I practiced, like he said, and when he come back.
You smoked him.
I smoked
you
him.
You smoked him. I know.
Yeah.
Mike, let me ask you, who are some of your favorite guitar players?
Well, probably the first guitar player I seen that made me say, wow, you know, was Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin. I watched that Song Remains the Same.
Oh, yeah.
Video they did. Oh man, it breaks him in that where there's three of him on the screen and he's starting out Since I've Been Loving You. Oh man, he kills it. And so that was, I spent probably about a year working with him and David Gilmour, you know, Pink Floyd, people like that. And eventually I Johnny Winter.
Oh, of course.
And he was smoking, you know. And then I got him.
Freaky looking dude, yeah. But yeah, man.
He could play that guitar. That's all that matters. Yeah. But then Stevie Ray Vaughan,
wow.
And then I was getting all them, and I thought I had it, you know. I thought I was good.
You didn't keep up with Stevie Ray.
That's
man.
What I thought. Ooh. But then then there's so many other guitar players, you know. Then I seen Joe Satriani and Steve Vai and Sean Lane and Jason Becker and these incredible players, you know. So then it was like it's different. Like when I'm playing Stevie Ray Vaughan and stuff like the blues. It's more natural. It just comes easy. But when I'm playing like Yngwie Malmsteen and stuff like that, it's like it's a lot. It's technical, and I have to do a lot of stretches, and it's not as comfortable to me as the blues.
But you still pull it off.
Yeah, I still like it. But
when this guy's on stage, he puts this guitar above his head, behind his back, and never loses a lick. The guy's amazing to watch.
Well, Mike, have you ever heard any of the recordings of a fellow named Les Paul?
Sure, yeah.
Now,
I love Les Paul,
I think, was the innovator.
Which is also a guitar brand.
Of course. Well, yes. I think he played either a Martin or a Gibson or Fender guitar, but there's a Les Paul model named after him. But before Les Paul, who was popular in the 40s and early 50s, 1940s, 1950s, the guitar in most modern orchestras and bands and small combos was not the major instrument.
Right.
And it was always a backup instrument, like the bass.
Right.
And Les Paul came out with this electric guitar and the sound and had a big hit record in 1949 or 50. It was called How High the Moon. His wife was the singer.
I remember.
And he kind of was a big innovator in making the guitar paramount in the band and featuring all these chords and riffs and ups and downs. And after Les Paul, the guitar became much more influential in American music, American popular music. And of course, all of the rock and roll bands like Chuck Berry and what have you, it's pick up a guitar, an electric guitar, and use it in the band. But he really was an innovator. I guess he died maybe about 15, 20 years ago, something like that.
People don't realize how good he was on that guitar. They think because, you know, he was older, you know, from back years ago. But, he is as good as better as any guitar player.
He could play with anyone.
He could smoke that thing, I'm telling you.
But before Les Paul, the horns ruled. The saxophones, the trumpets, it really was a different sound. Listen to something before 1955.
I agree. And I wish the horns would come back a little more because that was always a great addition to music.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love the horns myself. I can't say nothing bad about the horns, but thanks, Les Paul.
But you're right. The guitar was a secondary instrument.
It was secondary, and especially the electric guitar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that wasn't... I mean, I don't even think that had a registered place.
Well, I think the electric guitar came about because of the big bands, and the sound was so strong from 20 musicians in a big band playing.
They needed something
they needed to pick up that guitar sound. I remember Count Basie had a good guitar player with him for years and years named Freddie Green, and he started out playing the regular guitar. By 1955-60, it was an electric guitar to keep up with the sound of the band.
And what would you say the original premise for that was?
Simply because the bands became so overpowering with the electronic equipment that projected the sound out.
But what were they more of a bass type instrument, or were they a melodious instrument?
Usually in the big bands, it was a melodious instrument.
Yeah.
The guitar and the bass was the bass.
So they just picked up the melody and gave it another dimension, so to speak.
They did.
Yeah,
it's interesting how all of this
don't get the respect that the other instruments get, even in classical schools, because I got friends in classical schools taking guitar, and people that play violin and piano,
they get the respect,
are the top people. Right. The guitar, it's kind of like a joke to them.
Sure, in a symphony orchestra, you have the conductor, and the concert second, so to speak, is always the first violin player, who is sitting right in front of the conductor. There's a pecking order of, as you said, with the violin players and what have you, even in a symphony orchestra with 100 musicians.
And then, of course, there were those like Andre Segovia that came in and really did some amazing stuff on guitar with classical.
Yes, yeah.
Which I think really brought a lot of respect to the instrument. And then it went everywhere.
And he went through that, too, of feeling those people kind of...
Oh, no doubt.
Putting him down a little bit, and that... You know, that's got to make you dig harder.
Probably, why don't you get another instrument? That's not the one you want to play, or
whatever,
right?
Yeah, I'm sure he used it for fuel.
Yeah, no doubt. So how did Jimi Hendrix fall into the picture? Because that's become a bit of an image maker for you. How did that happen?
Jimi Hendrix, I mean, it's hard to even play the guitar without knowing Jimi Hendrix.
That's true, but I mean, how did that fall sort of... As an
probably
identification
his,
for you,
his Woodstock performance
that's what
did it for me. I think he was the best thing at Woodstock. You know, I mean, there was a lot of good bands.
Nobody
there.
Can argue about
words,
that. Yeah,
but his performance was the best.
And he was doing a lot of it off the cuff.
Yeah,
that's the amazing thing. He was making it up.
Yeah, yeah. Most guitar players, they got these you know, like a little bag they carry around mm-hmm. with their little tricks and their licks.
Yeah.
You know, and people like Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan, those type guys, they don't, I don't see that with them.
Well, what happened with Jimi Hendrix?
Coming straight out of them.
What happened with Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock is they put him in as a filler because a lot of the other bands were showing up late. So he was on there just, he was stretching tunes to make them last a while. And I think one thing after another sort of fell into place, and he just came up with this totally off-the-wall original stuff that you only heard at Wood, you heard again later, but the origin was Woodstock. He was making it up then and there so he could kill some time on stage.
Right.
That's amazing cool. when you think about that.
Mike, have you ever heard Peter Frampton play? He had a big hit album out years ago in the 70s called Frampton Comes Alive.
Oh, yes, I remember it.
He makes the guitar sound like it's talking.
I got three copies of that album.
You have that.
Should have known.
Yeah,
I want one.
Yeah, you can sure get one.
All right.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Well, why don't we have you play us a tune so that the folks listening can get an idea of your personal... Are you into that? Do you want to do that right now?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay. Yeah, I'd love to.
I'm going to let him head over to his monitor here, pick up the guitar, and I guess it's microphone 4 we're going to have to engage for him.
I believe we're ready to go, Claudio.
Forgive us if some strange noises come through here, but you know, it's give usual speakeasy stuff.
Mike's getting ready.
Mike's getting ready. I have no idea what he's going to play. Coming at you live from Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater on WCOM 103.5 FM here in the studio with my co-host Rocco and Michael Brian Spainauer on electric guitar.
I'll do Eric Clapton, Old Love.
All right, Clapton, Old Love. Thank you. Ah, you can drag that on as long as you want, brother. Okay, here comes a little Stevie Ray Vaughan, as played by Michael Brian Spanauer, one of the world's best on electric guitar today. Reasons I keep this radio show. Where else can you have this kind of a party? You want to take a little break or you want to keep jamming?
I'll play one more.
All right.
I hate I ain't got the whole band with me today. I'm trying to...
That's okay. And the band is called the Donahue Station Band. What's your contact information so I can give that, just in case anybody is interested in booking you, since you take bookings?
You can reach us at 336-345-9.
What's the last one again? Let me try this again. Give me the number from the start. 336-624-0989. That's how you can get a hold of them. All right. What are we jamming on this time? And then we'll give you a break. An original, all right. This is an original Michael Brian Spanauer coming at you.
It's a little song I made. It's pretty cool.
What's it called? We got a title, or is it still a working title?
Still a working title.
Okay. Thank you. Bravo. Still a work in progress on that one. Come and kick back and... Rocco, I'm curious as to your take on this.
Well, I think it's very refreshing to be able to be here in the studio live.
And catch him, yes.
And hear someone who can play the guitar so well. I mean, he can really play well.
And you ain't seen nothing yet. This is not the venue to really see the guy in action. I've seen him on stage, and you know you're getting what you paid for.
You really are very talented.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks for giving us that. And give us the contact information one more time. Do you have a website they can go to?
We have a Facebook, Donaha Station Band on Facebook.
That's two N's in Donaha.
D-O-N-N-A-H-A Station Band. And phone number is 336-624-0989.
That's the one we want you to have.
That's the one we want you to have.
Rocco, you want to go to some more music or any announcements, PSAs?
I have a PSA and also a little background music later.
Good.
After the announcement. You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. All the radio you'll ever need is community radio, WCOM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 103.5 FM.
The world of science is endlessly fascinating, and some of the world's most significant science is going on right here in the Triangle. This is Ernie Hood. Join me Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Radio En Vivo, your link to the Triangle Science Community, right here on WCOM LPFM.
Around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids who don't know where they'll get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
I'd like to tell you that your host, Claudio, is available as a poet with a one-man band for house concerts performing original and traditional literary readings. Claudio is well known as a classical poet and a master storyteller. His website is claudioarts.com. Now back to Claudio.
Thank you, Rocco. And now it's back to Michael Brian Spanour, although I should tout my underwriter one more time. That is the Apex Arts Council. Check them out. I want to talk about the Rockfest and things coming up, the bands. Let's go ahead and drop some names.
All right. Yeah, this is our third time doing this Rockfest.
And explain to people what the Rockfest is. What was the original idea? I know it's got a bit of a Woodstock flavor. What was the original idea? This is the third one, 3 years in a row. And it's getting bigger every time. I know that. And you had me as the MC for the first one. I missed the last one, but I'll be there on May 18th, which is coming up.
Right on. Well, we benefit autism. And if you've ever seen any kids or with autism, they're special people.
No doubt.
I just want to do anything I can to help these people out, and it's just they're amazing. I mean, people want to write them off like they can't live, but they still got minds. And
they've got not only minds but genius
and
levels,
talent levels. Yeah. You wouldn't believe. I mean, it's amazing.
Absolutely. So give us the idea for putting this on the first time, and what was the entire concept about this festival in itself?
Well, what got us is my cousin had a baby, and he was born autistic, and so we all kind of got together for this thing. And there's a lot of people that's going. I just do the music.
So you wanted to create a benefit, essentially. Yes, that's what this Rockfest is.
But it was Christina Lowry was she's the main person in this thing. She's the one that gets everybody together and really works hard. I give a big shout out to her, Christina Lowry, my cousin there.
Absolutely. Does she have a company, or what is she known for?
She's just getting everything together. She cooks all the meals. And,
oh my goodness!
Yeah, makes all the tickets and the flyers. Well,
she's an entity unto herself, Christina Lowry.
Yeah, she does it all.
Well, I know the stage is a beautiful setting. I don't know where you had it last year, but apparently it's coming back to the original spot this year. So.
And all the bands are really on board. I mean, most of the bands donate their time.
And it's a big food fest too. I mean, the ticket price, I believe, is $20.
$20,
which includes being fed and camping overnight.
Right, and the music.
There's no better deal. Never mind the music. Yeah,
yeah. But we got some great bands out this year. Yesterday Lane's coming back again this year.
Go ahead, as you mention these names, tell us a little bit about the band.
Yesterday Lane, they're from Ararat, Virginia. Great group of guys. They've been coming out every year. They do benefits and stuff for cancer and kids and stuff all the time.
And we've had the lead singer on the show too.
Yeah, great band, great group of guys. Acidic Brew, they're coming back again. They've been there the whole time, showing support.
Acidic Brew.
Yeah, and Contusion. That's a new band. That's coming out. I think it's an all-girl band.
That's the name, Contusion?
Contusion, yeah. And it's an all-girl band, so kind of looking forward to seeing them.
And now to introduce you to this Bruising Contusion coming at you. An all-girl band.
Yeah, we got a local legend around there, too, old Dale Guthrie. And Blues Extract's going to be out there.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah. My buddy John Long and the Blues Junkies with old Dennis Belt and... Dana Alexander.
And these are really amazingly accomplished musicians. You wouldn't know it from some of these band names, but yeah. having been there myself, they're tops.
Oh, it's definitely some of the best bands we have to offer, And we got a couple more new ones, Moonshine Springs.
Hmm.
I like the name of that band.
They selling a few jugs?
maybe.
I need one.
All right, on. And Summers, you remember Summers?
Of course, yeah. We had him on the show, yeah.
Yeah, He's going to be out there doing his thing.
What's his band's name?
Summers, Bowen Steele, and the Delivery System,
ah,
he calls it. Yeah,
he's cool. Got a good voice. I like
and,
it.
Of course, Donahoe Station's going to be there. So
you're going to be the featured one in the end.
Yep.
The one everyone's coming for.
I don't know about
and at some point, I'm going to do a little number with you myself on stage. I'll MC the gig all day, and then we'll try and blow a few minds in the end by doing a little something together.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun.
It was great last time. So what else you got to say about any of this?
Well, I hope it keeps growing, you know. And
give us the directions to it.
Oh, it's
or at least tell us where, you know, it's in Advance, North Carolina.
It's in Advance. It's right past Farmington Dragway. It's probably about a mile past Farmington Dragway.
Is there an actual address?
Advance. I don't know.
Well, they can inquire with you. Give us your phone number again so they can inquire.
That's 624-0989. It's a 336 number. And Facebook would be the best place to reach. I got a band page on Facebook there.
And this is going
to
be happening on May 18th, noon to midnight, basically.
Yeah, and I got all the details and everything on there. So,
Mike, I'd like to ask you. I'm sitting here looking at you, and you're a young fella. Could you tell the audience some of the people you've played with that have become popular or were popular? You were mentioning Bad Company, and they had a number of hits.
You opened for them
back in the 70s and 80s.
The Brian, I opened up for Brian Howe, Bad Company. They had some hits in the 80s. Here Comes Trouble albums, what it was. But that was pretty cool, and I met old Dave Holbick from Molly Hatchet, and he had to borrow my amp. One night he blowed his amp up the night before and had to use my amp, so that was pretty cool.
Molly Hatchet was pretty popular.
He was my favorite guitar player from that band too. So that was pretty awesome. But probably the coolest guy that I ever met was he was a guy that drove Chet Atkins around and did stuff for Chet. He was Chet Atkins' best friend. I've seen pictures of them little kids together, and his name was Ted Walters. And they showed me how to play some Chet Atkins stuff over there. And,
oh, right.
And he was just, just the way he carried himself and, the things he said and the way he played. He was pure and honest.
I stage managed Tommy Emmanuel, who was literally a Chet Atkins worshiper. He learned everything from Chet. And Chet even made the statement that this guy's going to be a whole lot better than me.
Yeah, in my opinion, I think he's the best guitar player ever.
Tommy Emmanuel,
he's the best.
He is amazing.
They say there ain't no way you put the best on it. You watch him play.
He lives and breathes that instrument.
Yes, he sure does.
And when they came back backstage after his performance for him to sign autographs, people were literally worshiping him, and he's sort of looking at me, winking over, and said, "Don't you think some of these kids need to get a life?"
Well, Chet Atkins was responsible for so many other artists.
No doubt.
That became popular. At first, the Everly Brothers.
The Everly Brothers is the first name that comes to mind, yeah.
Exactly. Without Chet Atkins, I don't know if they would have become as popular as they became in the 50s, late 50s.
And Tommy Emmanuel was wearing a shirt on stage that said Forever Chet.
Oh, yeah.
But they were just an example of one. There were just so many artists.
Oh yeah, he helped a bunch of my even Dolly Parton come to Chet Atkins when she was like 13, I think, something like that, really young. And he said, "Go back to school." He told her to go back to school, and she did. And she ended up making it anyway. But
yeah,
they all come to see Chet Atkins. He was, he was that music business.
Mike, did you ever hear Roy Clark play?
Yeah, I love Roy Clark, too. And
I got a chance to meet Roy Clark and saw the performance, and he finished his show with the song Malagueña, and it was just a terrific piece of music, the way he performed it. I mean, it's a classic piece on its own, but the way his interpretation of it, he stretched it out to about 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And he could really show what he could do on that guitar playing Malagueña, or Malagueña, mm-hmm.
His rhythms are my favorite thing to watch. He plays rhythms.
What was he on that show? Hee-Haw. I remember enjoying just what he was playing
Buck
on
Owens.
That. Yeah, Buck Owens.
Another guitarist that was absolutely amazing, and if you were to see him play, he's still alive, is Jose Feliciano.
Yeah. Oh,
of course.
Burn it up.
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable.
And I tell you, my favorite from those guys around that area, that era, is Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed also.
They can't nobody play a guitar like him. Hmm. I know. Ted Walters told me a story one time. He said when Elvis first came to Nashville, he was wanting to do that guitar, man.
Well, Jerry toured with Elvis and was in the band, wrote songs for Elvis Presley. Yeah. Guitar Man and a couple others.
Well, see, when he first done that, Jerry Reed sung that Guitar Man first.
That's right.
And then Elvis wanted to do it.
Ah.
Well, there wasn't nobody in Nashville that could play Jerry Reed's guitar part. Nobody could do it. Wow. And Elvis was like, well, where's he at then? they said, well, he's on the fish bank over here.
Jerry Reed performed in the eastern part of the state at a number of places. Rocky Mount, believe it or not, and Greenville. There used to be a place called the Carolina Opry House, and he performed in the Opry House. Oh, this was 30 years ago.
Amazing.
And I think he used to come to the Long Branch here in Raleigh once in a while.
That's had quite a few legends in it.
Oh, they've had everybody.
Yeah.
But he was another great guitar player who we've lost.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, on that note, it's amazing who shows up performing here at the Carver Arts Center. There's another amazing legacy of old, you know, fame, old greats. You never know who's going to show up, but it's amazing some of the big names that appear in this place.
Ricky
Had to toot the horn.
Ricky Skaggs was here.
Judy Collins was here, right?
Oh, you done took it with Ricky Skaggs. I love Ricky Skaggs.
Well, he was here in the Art Center about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, performing with his band.
That's awesome.
A great show.
Now, he come out. Now, when I was a kid, he had an album out in the 80s. And, man, I loved that album. Yeah, You Got a Lover and Highway 40 Blues and all that stuff.
Oh, man. Oh, he had a great show here.
And he had his bands. Always top-notch, best band you could imagine. Yeah.
No doubt. I've worked him on stage before, also at the Carolina Theater.
Isn't that band called Kentucky Thunder?
I believe you're right.
They can play. They can really just put it together.
Yep. Ricky Skaggs, he could play pretty much anything, I believe. Mandolin, guitar, bass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was known for multi-instrumentalist. Well, let's get back to some more tunes from you, because we've only got about a little over 10 more minutes, and we got to wrap up the show, so we need to hear a few more Slick Notes. Michael Brian Spanheuer going back to his electric guitar. Has that guitar got a name? I know some musicians name their instruments.
Guitar players, Eric Johnson. This is his signature model.
Oh, beautiful. Eric Johnson's. Wow. Are we getting ready to hear? Tell us what we're going to hear. Once again, coming at you live from WCOM 103.5 FM on Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, here in the studio with my co-host Rocco and the one and only Michael Brian Spanheuer, with Misty listening in the car out there, his sister. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I like the way you trapped those first few notes that you did and then used them as backup.
Yeah, if it weren't for my boomerang, I'd be in trouble today.
Yeah, the boomerang. Back at you. Give us some more.
I'm going to give you that to see if I can pull this off. Yankee Doodle Dixie.
Yankee Doodle Dixie. Crank out one more and we'll kick back in and wrap up the show. Michael Brian Spanauer, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to bring this show to a wrap here, but I want to make sure that we give all contact information where they can get a hold of you, Brian, Michael Brian. And also, any concerts you've got coming up, I know you perform all over the place. Any bookings in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, or nearby anytime soon? What you got going on?
We do have some in, near here, near Raleigh, coming up, but I don't know the exact dates. I'll have to... Get with me.
Doesn't have
Facebook.
His brain with him, but that's okay. Just get with him on Facebook.
I do know we got the Mayfest coming up on May the 10th in Pilot Mountain.
Okay. And what
it's
is that?
It's right on the Main Street.
Like
Pilot
a festival?
Mountain. It's a festival they have every year. And we've been playing there every year for probably about the past 6 years. So, I mean, that's a...
Good. So they can look up your information and find that, too.
And there's a lot. So they have rides and, you know, vendors for the kids.
Okay, good. So it's like a state fair slash festival?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay. They shut the whole Main Street down there, and I think it's 3 days they have it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Might have to look into that myself. Give us the rundown on the information one more time, the contact information.
All right.
And,
phone number is...
Website, et cetera.
336-624-0989.
In case you want to book the band or Michael.
And just look up Donahaw Station on Facebook, and that's Donnaha Station Band on Facebook.
And that should put the information together. We've got about 4 minutes to wrap up. Rocco, anything you want to add to the juice?
It's just been a pleasure in here watching and listening to you, Michael. Really. Great guitar player.
A real treat, definitely. And he's part of the family. This is the third show he's been on now, so we're going to maintain this. And at some point... Michael and I are going to get on stage and do some work on Seafarers as well.
Yeah, we've worked on a couple of tunes and I liked everything.
Yes,
ever done,
yes, yes. So. I'm looking forward to actually getting some practice in with you for for the end of your show at the Rockfest. So.
Mike, do you write any music?
I sure do. I sure do. That's what I like to do most of the time. I'll be honest with you. I need some inspiration, you know.
I know his influences are rock, jazz. You like folk and contemporary, yeah. So you're not stuck in one genre. You're pretty much all over the place, as well as classical.
Yeah. You ever seen that movie, Kelly's Heroes?
Yeah.
Remember Donald Sutherland and they're talking about negative waves?
Yeah.
Man, and a lot of people's got those negative waves, man. That's why I like to get out. And I feel like when I go out in different places, that there ain't so many negative waves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's just my negative waves setting in.
Well, so many artists have become famous by writing music, and then after they became good songwriters or instrumental writers, they became performers. They've always been performers, but they got a chance to perform, and they became very famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Behind the scenes people.
But they started out in the writing venue.
Yeah. There's been a lot of them do that, yeah.
Willie Nelson's a good example.
Yeah.
Of course.
A guitar player I was talking about earlier, Joe Satriani, he was like mm-hmm. that. He was.
I ran lights for him at the Carolina Theater. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that concert well.
Yeah, he's off the chain.
Well, any final words, buddy? Anything you want to say? Any final rundown? We got 2 minutes, and we're going to give John Paul the show, the station.
Just this really needs y'all to come out and check out this thing for this autism thing.
The Rockfest 2013.
Show some support. Now, it's the food is off the chain too. They have the best food out there, you know, and the music is top of the line. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring your own
better.
Beer. And that's
That'll
all,
be on May 18th. That'll be on May 18th in Advance, North Carolina. And just look up the information by pursuing the Donahoe Station Band on Facebook.
Right on. And another band I didn't mention earlier is the Soul Searchers with Andrew Marshall's going to be there as well.
They're going to be part of that. So what kind of how many is that so far?
So that's 10.
10 bands so far. And it's likely to be a dozen or more by the time it's all said and done, right?
Could be. Could mm-hmm. be. Yeah. We'll have plenty of music for you, for sure.
Definitely. It'll be a solid good time. Think Woodstock. That's what you're getting, just a smaller version of it, but it's very much in the same spirit.
Yeah, but they didn't have Claudio at Woodstock. So we
Uh-oh. Got me this time. Folks, thank you for tuning us in. Michael Brian Spanauer, thank you for being here, buddy.
It's my
Thanks
honor,
for
buddy.
The treat.
Thank
I'm you. Sure anybody that heard you was in for a beautiful treat. And Rocco, as usual, thank you. This is the Big Cheese signing off. Until next time, cheers.